In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A boy asked his father, "Why do we have to go to church? I don't understand the preaching, and I don't understand the readings, so it's useless for me to go to church. Besides, I don't feel like it." So his father said, "How will I make him understand how necessary it is to go to church?" So he gave him a straw basket, and he says, "Go out into the garden and fill it with water and bring it back to me." Of course, the water was dripping out. By the time he got back to the house of the father, the basket was empty. So he says, "You see, it's empty. Go back again, fill it with water and bring it back to me." So the boy went, filled it with water, and brought it back to him. But by the time he got to the house, the basket was empty. And then he said, "Go a third time, fill it with water, and bring it back to me." And the third time, the water all seeped out, and he got there, and he said, "You see, Dad, it's useless. It's just like me going to church. Everything just goes out." He says, "Yes, but have you noticed one thing? The basket is cleaner now. So you see, even if we don't understand everything, it purifies us. It cleans us." Today, we have a text that's particularly difficult to explain in a way that's concrete or that people can easily understand. Our Lord says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." What does it mean to say, "I am the way"? Incidentally, that was the name that was given to Christians at the very beginning until the church opened up in Syria, in Antioch. And it was called the Way. So Jesus is the Way. It's a way of saying Christian. Later they called it Christian, but that started off in Antioch. And our Lord says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know the Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." It's a very striking text, actually. When we know the Father through Christ, we see the Father. What does that mean? We understand to a large extent. Light is given to us to not only believe, but to a certain extent to see through the lights of the Holy Spirit. A very, very startling text. On the face of it, this oft-quoted statement seems direct enough, but it contains a rarely remarked truth, namely that if we know Christ, we know his Father. His Father is the I Am who revealed himself to Moses. I Am. I am the way, the truth, and the light. And that's when Jesus kept using that expression, he said that many, many times. He says, "I am. I'm the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. I am from above. Before Abraham was, I am. I am the vine." Many times in the gospel, our Lord says, "I am. I am. I am." And this in Aramaic at the time, or in Hebrew, has a very specific meaning. It's the name of God. And that's why they wanted to stone him. They said he's blaspheming. He's passing himself off for God. They got it. Today we don't tend to get it because "I am" doesn't mean to us what it meant in those days to the Jews. He says, "But no man comes to the Father except through me, because I and the Father are one." If we know Christ, we know the Father. This is very strong, because we tend to be a little vague and a little fuzzy about our understanding, even of Christ, and the Father even much more so. But in knowing Christ as God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, in being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, we know the Father, and in seeing him thus, we see the Father in Christ. We behold Christ and the glory, with more glory than Moses, when God revealed himself to Moses on the mountain, Mount Sinai, and said, I am, that's my name. But he didn't have Christ. We can know the Father much more than even Moses did. And when we become part of Christ, the mystical body of Christ, when we are one with Christ, when we do his will, when we love him and we love our fellow man and woman, women, because of Christ, we become part of Christ, and that makes us part of the Father. And the more we love Christ and obey him and follow his commandments and are joined to him, the more we understand the things of the Father. So, in Greek, I am has an even more intense meaning than just I am, you are, he is, we are, you are, they are. In Greek, if you say I am, it's a very intensive way of referring to oneself. It would be comparable to saying, I myself and only I am. That's the strength of it in Greek. So when Jesus uses that expression, I am, he knows what he's saying, and he's giving a message to the Jews, and that's exactly why they want to stone him. So Christ being God is available to us because he became man. We will receive him in the Eucharist in a short while. Now the grandeur, the magnificence, the beauty of the way of the Christian, it's so ineffably beautiful. And even though these things are not always easy to understand, they are really magnificent. We say that Jesus is the only way to the Father. He says that he is. Huh? This fact simply flows from who he is and what he has accomplished through his incarnation and his death, his resurrection and his ascension. And this verse scandalizes many people even today. A lot of people don't want to believe that Jesus is God. They don't want to believe that he's one with the Father. Because by saying that no one comes to the Father except through me, some people say, well, if you say that, then those who don't know Christ or don't believe in Christ, they're being consigned to hell. They don't have a chance. It's a kind of a predestination, if you want. And so they reject that concept. They think everybody should go to heaven, huh? Even those who've never heard of Jesus, let alone those who have heard of him and rejected him. Only Christ can judge individual souls and determine in his mercy and in his love which eternal life is going to be given to each one. We can't say just because someone doesn't really know Christ that he cannot be saved. We don't know. Christ has many ways of bringing souls to him. Sometimes without even knowing the name of Christ. They may yearn for God. They may love God. They may love their faith. They may act as Christians, which many of us Christians do not do. It's like Christ speaks of the centurion, who's a Roman pagan. And he says, I've never seen as much faith in all of Israel, the people of God, as I have in this pagan. So we can't judge people by what religion they profess or refuse to profess. That's the secret of, we can't even judge ourselves. That is the secret of God. We know, though, that Jesus is the image of the mystery of the invisible God, as we read in Hebrews. And we see all things in the light of him. That is why the entrance into the saving life of the church through baptism and through chrismation is called holy illumination. Because I am the way, the light, and the truth. Dear Lord Jesus, you are our way, our truth, and our light. Help us to keep the devil at bay so that we may never stray from the way to the Father through you. Help us to live every moment asking what you would do in a particular situation. May our sin, our ego, and our pride not blind us to whom you are. Amen.